Not if I get to it first.
I always bring it in with Justin.
Actually, you said boobs before we started.
Why? You hit the button, though.
No, I didn't. You just thought I did. Like, I don't know, it started now, but when you said boobs, it was before I hit the button. Now we said, like, boobs, like, 9 times. Note to self, delete everything before 25 seconds.
I did not realize that this was a recliner.
Yeah.
You reclined. Lucky son of a bitch. I should have sat there.
It's a shitty chair, though.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, it wobbles. It doesn't. Back.
And then it's like, I feel like I'm in a dentist chair. Holy shit, now I feel like I'm going to fall over.
Yeah.
Where's the book?
Which one?
The campaign?
You had it.
Yeah, you had it. There, yeah, son.
It's under
the... Mike, you put the thing on it.
The thing with the place in the
Look, it's a picture of all the missing people.
Yeah.
So where's everybody going?
We are at the... Me and...
I guess start with them first.
Isaac are at the Ogma Temple.
Temple of Ogma.
Keeper of secrets.
Keeper of everything that you're going to forget.
I'm going to roll a knowledge check on that. Or gather knowledge.
Gather information.
Got an 11. 18.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd be happy to tell you what they know for a price.
What's their price?
How much you got? I got nothing.
I love that was in unison nothing. Again. Like, we're just unisoning on all the extra fun lines.
Yeah. I got 20 gold.
What's that?
Tell you what. I'll tell you everything we know for 90 gold pieces.
Wow. Don't have that much.
I'll chip in.
They do it together.
He doesn't have any money.
He's got 75 GPs.
Oh.
So it's me and you that don't have anything.
I have like 1,000.
How do you guys all have money and I don't?
I have 200.
Because I have a shit ton to
sell. I haven't even buy anything.
How do you have 200?
Same thing I've had with this character.
What's character is that? Ivic?
Yeah. Ivic. He's my highest level character.
How did he get money last time?
Because he's been in the background and he got...
Your mom's in the background.
Really?
Like every porn video ever.
Yeah, so your sisters.
And something else to take out. Might as well just start this over.
I have 1,000 just because I haven't been buying anything stupid.
I haven't bought anything in this campaign yet.
Is this a birdcage for 200 gold? I'll buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Or the wooden dagger.
Yeah, the wooden dagger.
Pieces.
Oh, that's funny.
Natural weapon.
So out of all curiosity, how did that, what would have it have done in battle?
What?
Nothing. It would have broke.
Nothing. It's a cursed weapon, dude. It was a cursed
it's
weapon.
Cursed.
Yeah.
Well, boys, together, do you have it or not?
Yes.
100 gold pieces.
You said 90.
The price has changed. You guys took too long.
Well, now they don't have enough.
He said he's got 200.
Yeah, never mind. I forgot about that.
I'll pay it.
Here, have all my money.
Oh, I'm a monk. That's why I don't have any money. I don't care about monetary wealth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot. So I've been passing up on all the money, and I've been taking just the items.
I just gave him 100 gold for now.
I've got a shit ton of stuff to sell. I got, like, dragon gems.
I'll tell you all about Argus.
Pouch of gems, a short sword.
About what?
All about Argus.
I'm guessing Argus the son.
Argus is one of the kids that is missing. The boy's periodic adventures in Thayer... And the combat wounds that Jens intended to for him and his companions. Argens recently asked for some divinations about the orc ruins 2 days north of the city.
Who's Argens?
You're not there.
Hand, back up. Like,
you have to wait till they tell
periodic
us.
Periodic divinations to who?
To the orc ruins 2 days north of the city.
You guys know who Argon's the son of?
Well, they're waiting.
Argon's son of? Shut up. Take notes. I'm asking them.
Argon.
Argon's Brule.
Oh. You can't ask Argon's us. We're not Brule, there.
Yeah.
He's Lord of Kings.
Hmm? Helmuth is the son of Brule.
Yeah, right. Helmuth is the Lord of Kings.
Helmuth is the main son. Argon's was the bastard son.
Oh, grandson, the bastard grandson. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember now.
That's the last hint you guys get. Until the next one.
Argon's.
By the way, I have experience for showing my house.
Yeah. Get XP at the end of the session.
Alright.
How much XP for showing my meat?
And nothing to delete. So that's all I can tell you.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, well, do you go to the beginning? Because I didn't. You read too fast.
Stop reading that.
Can't.
You're not allowed to look at that book.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I read you guys the wrong one.
Seriously?
Yep, I read you guys the one for Tyr. That's the Temple of Tyr.
Oh, okay.
So, you know about Argon's, and he's asking for divinations in the Orc Ruins 2 days north of the city.
Anybody have a pencil? I don't feel like using a pen.
Oh.
No, I mean...
mechanical pencil.
It's right pencil. It's mechanical pencil.
With no lead.
Okay. I'm willing to share.
I brought one. I don't know where it is, though. This is what's weird to have gaming away from the...
It's 2 days north or just north?
2 days north.
2 days north.
Agma.
Hold on a second, bitch.
No. Cunt.
Your mother's gonna listen to this, you know.
That's nice.
She'd be like, oh, where did my son learn that word?
Was that everything of Temple of Tyr?
And yes, mother, you taught me everything I know.
It was just that Argus wanted divination and runes of orcs.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. What about
they know Helmuth? That they don't say anything about Helmuth?
Okay.
Helmuth is the Lord of the Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So shouldn't Logan get his money back and, you know, one of these two?
No.
Maybe up 100?
Because Ogma is the one that charged.
Oh.
Okay, so give us Ogma.
We'll tell you that Alant, forget how I pronounced it earlier, has been ordained as a cleric. And that he had contributed several relatively worthless orc artifacts to the archive in recent months. At his last visit to the temple, Marsk indicated that he knew about a hidden chamber in the orc ruins 2 days north of the city, and would soon have items of true value to share. But that was the last they heard of him.
Okay. Ready for me at the northern gate?
The Northern Gate.
Okay. Oh, 24. Gather info.
The guard captain is newly appointed. The previous hadn't been seen for several days. Fearing the Lord of Keys, the guards say little. But you can either bribe them, roll a bluff, or diplomacy.
Roll a... Let me see what my skill's higher.
I want to roll diplomacy.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. They're both the same thing.
A diplomaf?
Roll diplomacy. Their families are worried, and all of the nobles have asked us to quest and find where their families are. And I'm just asking for your help. Or do you feel like committing treason?
That's a little under the DC, but since you roleplayed it well enough.
Yes.
They'll say that a party of cloak adventurers led by Dorne Crownshield, tell your friends, has been leaving by this gate late at night, roughly once a month, for several months.
Dorne Crownshield.
Crownshield.
Do you know where I could find Crown Shield?
Inquiries about Dorne quickly lead the adventurers to the Frothy Beard. So yeah, he'll tell you that he's usually found at the Frothy Beard.
Okay, well, when we meet up, let me know. I'm done there, I guess.
Okay. And trudge. Yeah, we'll meet you guys all back up.
At the, I'm writing this down. What was it? Something's beard.
Frothy.
Frothy beard.
That makes it far less comfortable.
That was the point. Would it make it more comfortable if I lit you on fire?
Probably.
Okay.
Alright.
Do that. Aww, I was actually gonna toss it on him.
So we're meeting up, back together.
Right after.
Hey.
Let's not burn down Mikey's house.
It was out before I even tossed it at you.
Pussy.
Anyway.
Hey, there.
We're meeting up. Well, guys, there we go, what right have you there. Learned?
All right, at Autumn. Still like that
for the next couple hours.
Elaine, he is a clerk.
Cleric.
Whatever.
Well, one runs a store.
I'm a clerk.
The other is a divine worshiper of God.
What was that name again?
Or a god.
Elaine.
Elaine and
Elent.
Elent. Okay, who is that?
I said his last name.
Whose house does that go to?
Starts with the letter.
Bravo, that's so helpful.
I'm pretty sure it's Marsk.
Yeah.
Elaine Marsk?
I thought it was, yeah.
It's either Marsk or Natali.
It's not Natali.
It's Marsk.
Natali was the wizard.
Okay, Mike, that was about your person that you interviewed.
Galadriel was a wizard family.
You had the same person Galadriel. Twice and you couldn't remember that.
Yeah, that was a half-elf.
I was testing you all.
Andros Galadriel.
I'm gonna test how fireproof you are.
He's a cleric.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever you want to presume.
What's wrong?
He's been bringing back useless items from the orc ruins to the temple for their collection or something like that. Went and told them before he disappeared that told the head monk.
He right. said that he would soon be back, or that he knew of a secret chamber in the orc ruins 2 days north, and that he would soon be back with treasures of...
Did I say you could speak?
I will cut your head off.
Hey!
My neck's right here.
Boys, I have a bigger dick than both of you, so stop trying to swing them. Can we just get the information here? This is in a contest.
Well,
we're
that's
working as a team.
Secret chamber 2 days north... That he would soon be back with great riches.
Okay.
We don't know that the ruins is 2 days north. We just know that.
Yes, you do!
He said 2 days north. I had it written right fucking there.
Yeah, from.
He said it. They both said it.
I have that split.
For God's sake.
Alright.
For Allah's sake.
If that's everything you boys learned, what about you?
I learned that Argus, who is the bastard grandson. Huh?
What? You must now face the autumn wrath of Jed.
Okay.
Of course, Jed, how could I forget?
Argens. Mm-hmm. Argens is the bastard grandson of Vance Barul, whose oldest son, Halmuth, was kidnapped. And he was asking about divination spells and some old orc ruins 2 days north of here.
The same ruins that
Quit,
they were speaking about?
Lighting stuff on fire.
Might
that
be.
Might be something to investigate.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, what I learned is that not a whole lot. They weren't really that willing to help. Apparently they have not seen, you know, people we're looking for, but A man by the... Or, I'm pretty sure you said dwarf, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A dwarf by the name of Dorne Crownshield has been leading a hooded party of adventurers out of the city in the middle of the night for a couple months now.
Do you know how many there were?
I'm not sure how many there were, but I'm pretty sure we can find him. I heard that he's usually over at the Frothy Beard. I figure we should pop in, just see what he knows.
Because it might be our travelers that are missing.
That's what I'm thinking, too. And,
The secret...
If we don't find anything out there, we'll just go ahead and head down to those ruins, see if we can find something there.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go on down.
You've also got taverns and stables.
I know.
Okay, so you're heading to...
Well, we Frothy might want to go to the taverns to see if they were they on horseback.
Frothy Beard is a tavern.
Well, the stables... See if were they on horseback.
Were they mounted or?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well then, we can do that. We can also see if the stable's got a couple extra horses. Maybe we can make this 2 days trip a little faster.
Yeah.
So now to the Frothy Beard.
So, let's go to the stables and then the Frothy Beard.
Or how about split up? Do this in two parts.
I'll go with you.
Okay, you go with me. You two. If you can work together long enough, can you handle the stables?
Sure.
Okay, maybe that's not a good idea. Okay, you want to take stables or the Frothy Beard?
I'll take the stables, I guess.
All right.
Or the Rusty Bucket. That's a different tavern.
Oh, that's actually in there?
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was something for SpongeBob.
Rusty Bucket, nope. That's the Chum Bucket.
No. Yeah.
All right, you go to the stables with him. You're with me.
Here, you dump that in that bag. Isn't that a trash bag?
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, let's go stables.
Stables! Only a few horses are lodged at this slightly seedy but functional place near the Rusty Bucket. The stable master is a greasy human. He quickly tells Rex that a half-elf woman with a pet raven, paid for 5 horses and a pony several months ago. Led them in and out, roughly once a month, but otherwise stabled them there.
Pause.
Kept...
Roll a wisdom real quick, just to see if you can remember something I told you.
Ready. Stocks of adventuring supplies on hand. The lady took the mounts out, roughly...
5 horses?
5 horses. The lady took the mounts out roughly 5 days ago, and hasn't been seen since. Oh my. Oh my, indeed.
Okay,
do you have any mounts that we could...
I will light you on fire, bitch.
Who, me?
No, him.
Oh, okay, I'll roll a wisdom.
Excellent.
I got a 21.
Okay, yes.
You will remember what I want him to?
Yes.
Okay. Adros, the half-elf from the... Cauldron House?
Yeah.
Had a raven?
Yeah, had a daughter with a raven familiar.
Yeah. Well, Andros is the...
No, I thought the daughter had the raven familiar.
Yeah, that's the daughter.
Yeah.
Or Andros. No, the daughter is...
Yeah.
Sorry, wrong one.
Sexy McSexy Pants.
Yeah, we didn't get the daughter's name, I don't think.
Yeah, I told you guys like 9 times.
Oh.
Maybe not 9 times, but...
Sorry, Andros is the leader.
Kara.
Kara?
Kara Kalandra.
Okay, how do you spell that?
K-A-R-A.
Alright.
How do you spell the last name?
C-A-L-A-U-D-R-A.
C-A-L-A-U-D-R-A.
Attaboy. I knew I had faith in you for some reason.
Is it spelled phonetically?
Your mom is spelled phonetically.
Yeah, you are M-O-M.
That, and he said it like 100 times earlier tonight. Alright, go ahead with your whole thing.
Okay. Was this half-elf person, what was she wearing?
Cloak.
A cloak. Okay, were there anybody with her? Or was there anybody with her at the time? Other than that raven?
Beg pardon?
Was anybody with her at the time other than the raven?
No.
Okay. Is that all? Is that all you can tell us?
Yeah, say again.
Is that all you can tell us?
That's pretty much all he can tell you.
Alright.
Let me see that horse's
way. Do you have 4 horses that we can rent from you?
Unfortunately, right now I've only got 2.
Okay.
We can ride double.
I guess. Or 2, you can walk.
Yeah. No, I'd love to be wedged up against another man, my groin to his buttocks, with, you know, bouncing motions along the road.
Here, can't you be higher level?
I swear, it's my pocket knife.
Oh, really?
It's yes. Level. Paladins do get their own mounts.
You're killing my leg.
Every game, paladins get their own mounts. It's weird.
Huh?
And every game, paladins end up getting their own mounts. Except for Diablo.
That's true.
Okay, I guess.
I only ever took Aura of Thorns when I was a paladin in Diablo.
Yeah.
That was it. Because that's all you fucking needed.
Yeah, as soon as someone gets near you, it dies.
Yeah, if they hit you. No, it's like for every point of damage that they do to you, it returns it back to them like 400%. Or more and more percent. Like, when I got to Diablo, it was like 827%. So, I mean, he came up, hit me twice, and died.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Anyway, so where are we at?
I guess since that's all you can tell us.
How are we going to get the mounts?
It's for the stables.
Yeah. Why don't we get the mounts?
How much for the mounts?
I thought only he went. Or did everybody go?
No. Those two went there. Me and him went to the tavern.
There.
Which
I decided to split those two.
The one that beard. Yeah.
Frothy Beard or Rusted Bucket?
Frothy Beard.
Okay. Well, you guys were asked the Rusted Bucket, so you guys can hit that one next.
Oops.
What?
Try to find that guy that.
Or we could all just meet up at the Rusted Bucket after.
Mm, right.
Huh?
Yeah. 200 gold pieces apiece.
Okay, you want to pay 200 and I'll pay 200?
I got 100, that's it.
I mean, you got 100.
I'd pay 200 for the info.
Okay, I'll pay 300 and you pay 100.
Okay.
What is that?
Blackberry wine.
No, that's brandy.
It's brandy.
Brandy!
It'll stain anything it touches, though.
Such a fine girl!
And your eraser.
Look at me, you're not taking my eraser.
Do you have a pencil or a pencil?
Oh.
Didn't you just listen to me? I'm not giving you my eraser.
You're homeless.
Eek!
I get to sleep on the couch for a week while watching all the viral videos on TV. Like, teehee. Laugh at, you know, live like I do. Don't judge me. That's MC Front a lot.
I dig it. Okay, so you guys pay him and purchase horses.
Okay.
Alright, transfer it over to the,
Transport now to an old folks home.
I've got the chorus of Fett's Vet stuck in my head.
My backpack's got jets.
My backpack's got jets. I'm Boba the Fett. I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. Wiki wiki.
Well, I got, live in chilling. Deep space. Deep space.
Alright. The Frothy Beard, a neutral gathering place for dwarf mercenaries, is in the employ of various feuding Melvon families. Dorne was seen roughly 5 days ago and busted and boasted that he was taking his younglings, quote-unquote, on their first real fair adventure. Dorne is a renowned orc slayer. He's the fellow you want with you in the wilds of Thayer. Thayer being the surrounding,
wastelands.
Yeah, the surrounding wilderness.
I'm
wiki wiki! What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out why Google.com isn't working on my computer at the moment.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, there we go.
Come on, Shauna. No, dude, no.
I was
play
going.
It.
No, I wasn't going to play that. I was going to, like, go with classical music that doesn't have words.
Oh, that'd be good.
Beethoven.
Well, I gotta think of something.
Oh, you
like,
gonna eat Tchaikovsky?
If you can spell it, I can play it.
T.S.
Well, let me get there. Wait, Tchaikovsky, as in the 1812 Overture?
Yeah. Oh. As in the guy who wrote, you know, Swan Lake.
Yeah. Are you amazed I knew that?
Or The Nutcracker.
Just ignore that for a moment. Spell it. Spell it.
T.S.
It's on, it's just a random radio that'll play classical music now. Hopefully it just sticks with classical music. I put in one of the extras, but it's supposed to go off of.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Right, so yeah, that's everything about Dorne Crown Shield.
No, I didn't. Okay, 15. Because I was doing that.
Hey, Rex. You want to hit the rusty bucket or whatever?
He was bragging like right 5 days ago about taking. Why are we going to rusty bucket?
Cause it's
can we turn that down a little bit?
Yeah, hop up and do it. I gotta fucking maneuver around things, man.
You gotta stand up.
Five youngling travelers on their first real adventure.
My fat ass got up.
Cuts to tavern, you know, somebody might know something there.
I doubt it, nobody mentioned it.
From what the guy said, it was the person that
dwarf the other guys.
Like this, one of the people that you want best for traveling the surrounding areas.
Known as?
The Marylands.
You're gay! No,
okay, slow down, because I can't write as fast as you're talking.
Oh, yeah, you can talk just fine fast.
Why don't you read fast?
Okay.
Shut up.
Now,
homie.
I've got, he was bragging about taking five young travelers on their first adventure.
Technically, it's his five younglings.
Whatever.
I'm not sure if he. Did he say something about the orcs? The. Orc ruins.
Yeah, taking care of orcs, like fighting orcs.
Yeah. Going to the orc ruins.
I can't.
And from
Tinder.
Bartender.
You're insane.
Said Joe, basically, whatever the dwarf's name is.
Dorne Crownshield, he's a renowned orc slayer.
The orc slayer is, basically, like, the one person you want to have
with Cock-knocker.
You to, travel there.
Hey, you got smooths, right?
Which is the surrounding area.
Like, they were out there about cigarettes.
Three left now.
I've got Skylines, if you want one. Thank you very much for this.
Okay. Dorne. I'm assuming we're talking to him now, right?
No, he went with the travelers.
Oh, he's missing too.
Yeah, he went with the travelers 5 days ago and hasn't returned.
Gotcha. All right, well then, we've got that info. Let's go ahead and meet them over at the Rusty Bucket.
Sure.
Okay, I guess we're going to the Rusty Bucket. All right.
Okay.
We're going to the Rusty Bucket.
Okay. Which you guys have learned through the random chattings that Kalman Laringen, this is the tavern that he visited most of the time. It's the Rusty Bucket. It's in a less than savory area.
So it's basically in the slums.
Kelvin, is it just like Kelvin?
Kalman. K-A-L-M-A-N. Sorry, I was yawning.
Less than what?
It's basically in the
same. It's in a less than savory area. K-A-L-M-A-N, yep. M-A-N.
Okay. Anything else?
The bucket bartender confirms that Kalman had a suite of rooms in the back and kept several horses in the nearby stables. Kalman will offer entertain Dorne Crownshield, a well-regarded dwarf mercenary. Others join the festivities, but always wore heavy cloaks as they passed through the public areas. Anything else? Have anything to say to him?
So nobody actually saw who his travelers were.
Right. He does say, you know, I just feel like I know something else.
Can I roll on that?
He wants money. I'll give you 20 gold pieces.
God, you know, there's definitely something there.
25.
Huh?
25.
This is a bartender, 30. Isn't it? Is this a bartender?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm not going to fucking try and intimidate a bartender.
It's so close. It's 40. Right there. It's almost...
50.
That's right. a bribe of at least 50 gold pieces. Or with a bribe. The bartender says that the last time he saw Kalman, roughly 5 days ago, the scion boasted about purchasing a map to a secret chamber buried beneath the Orc Ruins, 2 days north of the city. No doubt old Tom has been selling fake treasure maps again. Oh, Tom.
Okay, well, what do you guys say we go talk to Tom?
Alright.
Bartender will give you directions to a shop.
Okay. Down to a shop.
Cartography shop. This fairly disreputable shop has been abandoned for several days. There are neighbors sitting on their front porch.
I'm going to ask the neighbors what happened to the shop.
Well, seems old Tom there made a fortune selling some map to some people. And he just skipped town afterwards.
Nobody knows which way he went?
Nobody knows. He just left town.
Would you know that if this map was of some old ruins 2 days north of here?
I didn't really say, but knowing old Tom, it's probably a fake.
I'm willing to bet.
Could it have been real?
Alright, team, I don't know.
Oh, anything's possible, I suppose, boy.
Yeah, I think that he gave him a fake map and of probably skipped. The insides of the ruins, or if there are just of the ruins and.
Well, there's several possibilities here. I mean, think about the fact that, you know, if he wanted, knowing these young adventurers, if it is our adventurers at all, what if he set them up? Like, he's an enemy of all the families. True. Like, what if he was paid by somebody to give them a map to an ambush?
Should we go back?
I think we need to go investigate
to Nanther and ask him if he knows of a person named Tom who makes maps?
No, I think we just go ahead and accept it that Tom's gone. Just go see what we can do about it. We know where they were heading.
Yeah.
Might as well just see what's there.
Alright, that works too. And we got some horses, so...
Oh, that's good. That's good. Are we going to double up on these horses? You have two?
Yeah.
Two horses?
Yeah. That's all they had.
What's everybody's races again?
Human.
Half-elf.
Hmm?
Human.
I thought you were a half-orc.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's Cody.
Human.
That's Cody. Cody that played the half-orc. I was going to say, yeah, you just might have to be 3-on-1 and him on the other. All right. So you guys double up.
You.
It's 2 days north. We'll see you guys make it in 3 days.
Because we got...
Yeah. 2 days of, you know, one man on a horse. You guys are traveling a little slow.
Well, I thought it was walking.
2 days walking.
Yeah. I thought it was 2 days
walking. Okay, fuck it. We say you make it in 1 day then. How's that?
Alright. All right.
Yeah. So the kids have now been missing for 6 days. Only 1 day until the solar eclipse when the forces of... Something. Do something. I don't fucking know.
Roar.
Roar. We're guards. Guards. Anybody want to roll a knowledge geography? Or does anyone have it?
No.
No.
No. No, I ain't got nothing. Hold on.
Nobody has a knowledge geography.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Nine.
Thar is a rugged, desolate land of bogs, moors, swamps, and hills, inhabitable only by orcs, goblinoids, and ogres.
Well, it's a safe bet that these guys are probably dead.
Well, I don't know. They're pretty heavily trained. And well,
they're young.
Yeah, but they're also with a orc.
How do you know that? He's not an orc, he's a dwarf.
How do you know that he didn't...
Slayer.
Yeah.
Can I have some more?
Someone who specializes in the slaughter of the orc kind.
You know, if you flipped this, those holes wouldn't matter.
Okay, so flip it.
But there's tape on it.
Okay, so take the tape off. I don't care. It's not going to kill you none.
Are you sure?
Can I get a drink of that, too?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
I want a drink.
Fuck you.
Y'all are some needy bitches.
No, I just have
really I'm nice poor.
Mouth. I'm jealous.
Oh, wait. You guys brought drinks.
No, I don't have gotten those at all.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Well, there's another thing to delete. Alright, so, you're now in there.
I didn't say anything wrong. I just said I don't have time.
Well, we're already weren't there. Or no.
Actually, hold on a second. No, wait. You guys never talked to the keeper of keys guy.
Well, he's not here.
Lord
of
keys. Yeah, he is.
I thought you said he was missing.
With him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. No, Halmuth is the leader of the city guard in the army.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's the guy that's in town. Did you guys want to talk to him before you leave?
Yeah,
why not?
So you just go all there all at once?
I thought he was the one that left.
Yeah, so did I.
So did I.
Me too.
It's because he was a paladin at the Temple of Tyr.
Correct. Halmuth Brule was the true heir of the House Brule, but couldn't stand his father and gave up his birthright. He couldn't care less about the noble brats, particularly the Nanthers. Still, he is concerned about the distraction of the disappearances have caused, particularly given to the increased orc raids going on outside the city walls. Basically, he just informs you that the guard captain of the Northern Gate reported a party of 6 heavily cloaked adventurers leaving the gate at night 5 days ago. Judging by their supplies, they planned a lengthy trip. The officer spoke only with a relatively well-known dwarf adventurer named Dorne Crownshield and saw no reason to impede their passage. He has since learned to not be so flexible. So,
okay.
Halmuth also suggests that if you're planning on heading north, to report back orc activities.
Alright.
Though he offers no reward for doing so.
Well, we'll probably save a town.
Okay, so as you guys are heading out, as you make your way through the grimy city streets, a sinister figure clad in studded leather armor carrying a light wooden shield steps out of the smoky haze. The unshaven man glowers at you, club in hand. So you're the ones Lord Nanthor hired, eh? The old man must be running low on funds. It quickly becomes apparent that the man isn't alone. The few pedestrians clear the streets quickly, revealing 4 more ruffians with clenched teeth emerging from the haze. Roll me initiatives, bitches.
23. I love that plus 8.
My die doesn't roll very well on this.
13.
So grab one of the...
14.
Books.
Can I get a book?
14.
My dice does not roll on this shit.
So, who's first?
23.
Go for it. There are 5 of them.
How far away are they?
The closest one is about 15 feet away. The others are 20.
Okay, well, I'm going to approach the closest one, do a tumble as I enter his hit radius.
Go ahead and roll it.
Then I'm going to use a Fury of Blows once that happens.
Probably win.
Oh.
Sigh.
21.
Yeah, you win. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and...
And roll my Fury of Blows, mm-hmm. which is...
This is the two song hits. To Cloud Correct. City, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, it's similar. Maybe it is. No, it's not. There's too much flute. It does sound really familiar, though. What is it?
Yes.
It definitely sounds like John Williams, though.
So 23 on the first one.
24. Yep, this is.
Yeah,
it's 24 from on the second Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. So during like when
they're landing.
Yeah. It's a D8 for my fist, right?
And when they collect Luke from
the Fury of Blows, is it a D8 or a D6?
Fury of Blows. I'm impressed by your knowledge of.
Hey.
What?
D8 or D6 Fury of Blows?
It's your weapon. It's your hands, dude. Whatever your hands are.
D8 then. 6 on bows plus my strength, so 9 on bows.
Wait, did you roll your attack?
Yeah.
Did you roll?
23 and
24. Oh, okay, yeah. I missed that. I was paying attention to the music.
How close are
so,
we? 9
and 9, 18 to overall damage to the first guy.
What?
18.
Or 18?
18.
Okay, 18 overall damage to the first guy.
Okay.
I just kind of rolled it and was like, bah, bah.
He'll fall.
Are we out of town or?
No, you're in town.
We're How in far town. We are from the, guards.
You're in the middle of like a back alley, dude.
So, before my turn ends, can I use my free action to say next?
Go for it.
Next. Okay. Next person.
Alright. What'd you get?
13.
What'd you get?
15.
What'd you get?
13.
Okay. You two need to roll off D6s. Go.
Okay.
Wait, no, I go. I got a 16. Never mind. All right, two of them are going to approach you. Go ahead and roll your attack of opportunity. You only get one, and you cannot use flurry of blows.
I know.
I got a 3. Mike,
huh?
What'd you get?
A 3.
So roll off again.
6.
3.
Okay. Didn't this happen last time with,
14?
What's his face with the bitch?
Donnie.
Yeah.
14 hit?
What?
14 hit?
No, it happened with you.
14?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so he attacked.
My attack of opportunity is always so low.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an attack of opportunity.
Right.
Okay, so the first one's attack. So it's a 13. 21?
No.
20 armor class doesn't hit?
No, 22 is my armor class.
Okay. And the second guy that approached, 23.
Okay, I don't hit.
Does 6 points of damage.
Actually, that hurt too much.
Okay. One of the other ones will approach you. And then the other one will approach you.
Oh, I missed my DR.
So if you guys want to roll your attacks of opportunity.
What did they hit me with?
It's a D20, right?
Clubs.
Okay.
Still.
What?
It's D20 still, right?
D20.
Do we add it to grapple or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 16.
Hmm?
Does 16 get the attack of opportunity?
23.
No, you'll miss. You'll hit. Go ahead and roll damage. Will Wheaton just posted. Quick! Reverse the polarity of the neutron flow. I
Will
love
Wheaton.
That guy. Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton. Mr. Wesley Crusher.
Plus my base attack.
He's so pretty. What?
Plus my base attack.
Yes. Plus your base attack and your strength modifier, so it's your grapple, basically.
Okay, so...
I mean, you hit. You already hit, so roll your damage.
I am.
Oh, it's plus your strength modifier only.
Oh, okay. I got 11.
11 points damage?
Yep.
Okay. Alright. And it's your turn now, Rex.
Alright, I guess I'll attack that guy again.
What about mine?
That went to me. You stop.
Draw me a diagram.
Alright.
Wow, I fumbled.
I visualized things.
You fumbled?
Yeah.
What kind of attack were you using?
Yeah, what kind of weapon?
Masterwork longsword.
You pulled your weapon out? I didn't even hear that.
Well, he did a attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I just let everybody draw their weapons this time.
Okay. See, and I thought it was an advantage that I don't use a weapon so I can just fucking swing. Nah, you could have done it either way, man.
Pshaw. Alright, I fumbled.
Hey, I wonder what happens when you mix the taste with the pretzel.
I don't know, it tastes pretty good mixed with lobster.
Roll percentile.
Hey boy, my pencil.
Got my cheese whiz, boy.
Faggot.
Got my cheese whiz, boy. What?
What happened to my turn?
Not your turn yet.
94.
Oh, it was supposed to be your turn. 94. And roll damage.
Shit.
Amazing taste infusion on that, by the way. A little mustard would have been perfect.
On what?
Mix the pretzel. 13.
13? Damn. Why 13? Wow.
Because I have a +2 attack bonus with my master greatsword.
The attack bonus only goes in your attack roll, not your damage.
Okay.
These four that are us, or?
11.
11?
Yeah.
Is it these four that are us, or is it these four?
Oh. Take 11 points damage. I see he accidentally hits you.
Wait, did his thing meet his AC, though? Okay, whatever. DM discretion.
It's a fumble, son.
Yeah, but still, his fumble, it would have to meet his AC. Otherwise, it would just, like, hit sideways and bounce off or something.
Alright, roll your attack, then.
It's just like we don't do the ranged combat right, either.
I know.
I've been reading a lot of books lately, man. I'm sorry.
That's cool. We can do parrying. And technically, if you want to get critical, all it does is guarantees 21. Your hit. You have to roll a second d20 to confirm your critical 21. In order to get the double. Does a 21 mm-hmm. hit your armor class?
Yeah.
There you go.
I know.
So
I read that, but I chose to ignore that one. Just like you
because I use simplified critical and fumble rules. So,
that was really good.
Okay, now it's your turn.
Try that, boy.
Hey, you want to hack me off a chunk of that?
Ask him to hack you off a chunk. I can barely do this.
I'm going to...
I suck, you know.
That the attack of opportunity is that...
You guys
like,
standing right next to you.
Okay. I'm going to...
We should hack him off.
I'm going to attack him with my great axe.
You should definitely try doing that, man.
Okay.
Right there.
Just getting on to take this stuff off.
Plus grapple or...
Plus grapple.
20.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
8.
It's what for dinner?
9.
9 points damage?
Yeah.
I thought that was beef.
Okay, 9 points damage.
Beef is meat.
Beef is what's for dinner.
Mmm.
Maybe if you have money.
Here, DM.
Yeah, try it, actually.
Yes.
That's good. You like it.
Good.
Can I ask why you put the clean knife on the dirty floor?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Yeah, it's bad. You want pretzels?
You want to try it too much. Pretzels are good. They last forever. Mm-hmm. That's why I buy them. Like, seriously, those are literally, like, 2 months old. You can't tell, can you?
Nope. Mm-mm.
It's because it took me, like, a month and a half to open them. They've only been open for a few days.
Yeah, they were right, open for a month and a half.
Yeah, then there'd be problems, but no.
So what are you doing?
Crunch.
Ow, my tooth!
How far away is, like, the road?
You're on the road.
Why are you asking
for you're in an alley.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's still a road. Main road.
You mean a street?
Yeah.
I don't know, 20 feet.
How far can I move in?
30.
30 feet.
Okay, and how far away is the guard?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Just run down the street and start yelling rape.
Blow your whistle.
No, it's fire.
Rape.
No, you gotta yell fire. If you yell rape, nobody comes.
Scream plague.
The rapist does.
Rape? Where? Oh, I thought they were serious. No, no.
The rapist comes.
Can I run to go get
You gotta edit that out now.
Can I go to... Can I go to 30 feet and scream help?
Yes, you can.
Or you scream guard.
Which one, help or guard?
Guard.
Guards, guards. Help.
Help, guard.
Help, help, I'm being repressed. Strange women lying in ponds is distributing swords is no basis for a system of government.
I love that movie.
It's such a great movie. He's never
and
seen
suddenly,
it.
And suddenly the monster dies, or no, and suddenly monster disappears because the artist who was who drew the monster had a massive heart attack and died.
The animator had a heart attack. I love that bit.
All right, now it's time for the llamas.
Okay, so he runs.
Help! Help! I'm being repressed.
Gotcha. It's now your turn, Mikey.
It's my turn.
It's your turn, Mikey.
And I have one in front of me.
It's your turn, Mikey.
Fury of blows.
Which one?
The one in front of me.
Hmm.
The one that I was just fighting with.
You killed one.
Okay, and then one walked to my... Two. Or did he... I thought... Oh, did they walk past me or to me?
There's two on you. And one on them. Or one on them.
Okay, well, I'm gonna Fury... Can I Fury of Blows separate this? Like... Aww. You badass if I could. Alright, well then I guess I'll go for, you know, this one here.
Okay.
Not this one here, but this one here.
The one that you hit during the...
Yeah, the one that I've already previously struck. Okay. First hit... 19? Or 18?
Okay.
Ooh, natural 20.
Critical.
Okay, the blue one will be the critical. Justin. Blue one's the critical, gray one's the first hit.
Your fists are at a D8 already?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh yeah, fifth level, never mind.
My critical was a whopping 2 before I add my strength. Oh wait, wrong page. So, 5 for the critical and 6 for the normal hit. 11 altogether. Mm. I did more with my normal hit than I did with my critical.
That's sad.
I know. I wasted a critical.
What's total again?
11.
11, yeah.
It falls.
It? They're not human?
No, they're human.
Are you saying it?
Because it could be male or female. You can't tell. That beard's just too thick.
I'm sorry, they?
He? Yeah.
He falls.
Okay.
It, the bad guy. Okay.
Tit.
Bad guy's turn.
Oh, yeah.
And on Mikey? I don't think that's going to hit. 20.
No.
Okay. On Rex?
Try me on my natural armor bonus.
21.
Nope.
And on Logan? Yep. That's 27.
Yeah, it's...
That wouldn't have been...
You're lucky he didn't critical you.
5 points damage.
Was it Logan or Mike?
Me.
He's out.
Running. Yellow. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Pussy. What's that?
Hey, man, what's that thing we used to eat all the time?
Pussy?
Yeah, that was it.
Anyway.
Just another thing to edit out.
Hey, it's your turn. Or no, it's his turn. Your turn.
Because
you just went, didn't you?
Well, I was supposed to go after him.
Oh, yeah, okay. We fucked up on rotation last
time. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm used to messed up rotations, man. It's okay. Go for it, man. Your turn.
I'm going to attack the same one that I attacked. I'm the only one near me.
Mm.
18 hit?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you hit last time?
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
One point damage. Plus your strength modifier.
5 points damage.
Okay. So 7 points damage. Because you're using a two-handed weapon, so it's strength and a half. Remember that. This is the last time anybody gets to remind you. If you say 1 point of damage again, you do 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Seven. He's using a two-handed weapon and he gets that.
Two-handed weapons get strength and a half.
Two hands.
Strength and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You're putting more into
it. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
All right, Mike. Or no, Rex. I'm all messed up on this rotation.
So my strength ability modifier would be 7, then, right? Because I have a masterwork great sword.
Well, right, but it's just your... Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be two-handed weapon.
That you have handed, yeah.
Right, what's your strength modifier?
5.
So it'd be strength in half, yeah. It'd be 7.
Yeah,
okay. Wasn't 5 technically round up? 2.5? No. That's not me, so I don't actually care.
You're
I'm just throwing it out there.
You round down.
Gotcha.
What?
Nothing.
You can't flurry or blows that though.
I know. I do way more with Fury of Blows. I should just stick with it.
Hmm?
I said I do way more with Fury of Blows.
Usually.
That's why I give it to you.
Okay, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
My magical hands.
How
close Fury of Blows far with a couple of daggers?
He is right next to you.
Okay,
you can't.
He has attacked you twice so far.
Alright, so...
You can't, you can only do Fury of Blows
I'll attack
with your...
This?
Your body. Mm. Like, I can do it with kicks, and I can do it with punches, that's it.
Palms, rub his butt on somebody for 20 points of damage, you know, whatever.
My kicks are a d6,
hmm?
Figure that
what?
Out.
What? Roll your attack.
Can I attack people rapidly with my penis?
I cannot mushroom stamp the guard, to prove a point.
Hmm?
19
hits.
Okay.
Stop lighting things on fire.
Well, 17.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Did you get an axe on your...
I got a 10.
Oh, nice.
He's dead.
He just hacked that fool.
Right in half.
Okay.
Well, it's like in half
Mike's
that
turn.
Way or that way or...
Whichever.
Hip, hip, and beef pants!
How about from the top down so I can cut his ass in half and his balls
right down
and
the
stuff?
Crack.
Can I,
yep, right down
still
the crack.
Turn around and look at...
Give
like
him an unusually high
butt
crack.
Going on back
right
there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. How many are still left standing?
Just
two.
One. I don't know, two, because he's got
two.
One, too.
Can I, pull out my repeating crossbow and
I'm stuck inside
of his head.
Go ahead.
17.
Which one are you going for? His or mine? His is closer.
What's your armor class?
20.
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
20.
Mm-hmm.
22.
29.
Okay.
God damn!
Yeah.
How are you so high?
I have miscellaneous modifiers.
Oh yeah, don't you have a magic item?
Yeah.
I'm shooting at Rex's.
Rex doesn't
have
one.
He's
yeah,
Rex's
him.
Is dead.
I chopped him in half.
I'm shooting the only one.
There's two.
Which one's closer?
His.
Okay, I'm shooting at him.
So roll your attack.
You're shooting at him?
Attack.
At his.
Attack.
Just rolled that. So 12 plus the...
Grapple.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah, it'd be grapple.
No, he's doing a shot. Repeating. An arrow is
so it's
dex.
Your base attack plus your dexterity modifier. No, it should be his grapple anyway, because he's got...
He's got weapon finesse.
Weapon finesse.
Okay.
So we should have figured it in.
Grapple then.
So it's 21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll your damage.
4.
You take 4 points damage.
He just tried to shoot something that was on the other side of you. That's what a battle board is.
Shot you in the back.
Put it down. Give me a glitter.
I need an eraser.
You glared at me.
You shot him
you
in
shot
the back!
Yes!
That's his problem. Shouldn't be my standing
turn?
There.
I will make
your
it
turn.
Your problem.
Alright. Fury blows the last guy in front of me.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? No. I'm gonna hold my turn. I'm gonna do some monk shit I read about on the interwebs. I'm holding my turn.
Okay, hold your turn.
I'll toss my pencil. Hello.
Bad guy on you.
Okay. And I would like to reverse his attack.
Huh?
Read on the internet, I can do this. As long as I hold my turn when it attacks me, like, as it's attacking me, it leaves itself vulnerable enough if it misses, and it did. All it does is turn into his touch AC.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. So, roll your attack.
Sweet.
Okay, Fury Blows. Yeah.
That'll hit.
Oh, yeah. That one might not.
It doesn't.
12, yeah, that one hit. Okay, first one did, though. 8.
8?
Okay. So basically, he swings, I get under him.
Mm-hmm. Ow! The guy on you criticals. fumbled.
Awesomeness.
I fumbled. Fuck you, dice.
Ha ha, god.
Roll a percentage.
Died.
Here, I'll give you some percentiles.
Who is
there's
the
nobody around him,
there's
though.
No one. Oh. It's only him.
Yeah, so he drops his club.
Could have thrown it or flung it away or flung it off in a direction.
Hit him in the head. Killed him.
Dude, I would like praise this guy as I slaughtered him.
Thank you so much!
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Okay, moving right along.
Okay. Whose turn is it? Mine, right?
Is that hard to figure out rotation?
It hasn't passed an hour 16
yet. 16 hit.
I'm going to wait until after this battle and take a break. What?
16 hit.
No.
Jeez, it's already 1 in the morning. It's already after 1 in the morning.
Your turn.
That's your work tomorrow.
3.
15.
You guys leave it. It's go to bed. It's
15.
15? Misses.
Just out of all curiosity.
Your turn.
I'm going to run back. And,
Do I have my base attack bonus?
What?
To a grapple when I attack.
It's already added in.
Take the arrow that's in Logan's back and rip it out and then stab the...
Roll a d4.
D4.
Saving power.
3.
I recognize the song.
Lord 3? Of the Rings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
3 points damage as he yanks the arrow out of your back.
He's going to kill you.
And then stab the one that he was fighting.
Roll an attack.
That's a 5 plus grapple. That's 15 or 14.
Yes. Mikey.
Well, I guess I will approach the...
Your guy's still on.
Oh, he's still alive? Okay, then I'll go ahead and go hit him again. Fury Blows, like, yeah.
Give me back my pencil.
I don't think I should.
Blue one first, gray one second.
I think there's a maximum times you can use that. I don't think you can use it every round, can you?
Yeah. I can. Okay. It's beautiful. Remember, because when I saw that, I was like, well, that's cheap. I can use it every time. And you're like, yeah, that's what it's meant for. Mm. Actually, you know what? If it makes you feel better, I'll do one hit.
Is that because you rolled really low?
No, I haven't even added it up yet.
Mm-hmm. You rolled 8s.
I rolled a 4 there, so I'm probably not gonna hit it. 14.
Nope.
Okay.
Danju. Aww. Yeah, that's why it's fumbling, because I keep dropping it. And then smacking it so it flies under a chair.
Don't move, Rex.
Finally 6 points. And
Logan. Oh, man.
18. Probably doesn't hit.
Misses.
Okay. It's now your turn, Logan.
Okay. I'm going to attack the guy.
I thought there was only one left.
Where's the guy in the cave?
What about his fumble?
Whose fumble?
The enemy's fumble.
Yeah, he dropped his weapon.
Yep. He didn't go and hit anybody?
And technically, he had an attack of opportunity when he fumbled, but Logan didn't call it, and I didn't say anything, because that's table talk.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say something, but I figured not to. Going to attack him.
Okay.
Okay.
Dude, you need to say something if it's your turn.
18 hit.
18?
Yeah. Is it working, Mike?
No. No, wait, yes. Yes, it will. Can I have a piece?
What is dodge? Can I, like, use that after?
No. But dodge works when somebody's attacking you. When he says, and this is attacking you, right before he rolls the dice, say dodge, and it adds 1 to your AC.
Alright.
Huh? 8 damage.
Just for that attack. You have to call it every time you use it.
8 damage.
But you can use it many times you want today.
I mean, the only one left is yours.
Okay.
So just.
Didn't do that. Didn't cut him in half, though.
It's now your turn.
Turn diagonally.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I am not rolling. 14.
What are you doing?
I'm attacking him.
Who?
The last guy.
Oh, the guy he's on him?
Yeah.
Okay, so Rex walks up beside you.
Okay. Does it take 14 attack total? Opportunity?
He's not taking one.
Huh?
Man, I am not rolling very well. Things are not rolling.
Logan.
Right now.
Or Michael.
Huh.
Your turn.
I'm going to use heal.
Yeah, just like bounces and slides.
Don't even touch me.
It's first aid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have.
It won't actually heal him anything.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Just okay. Patching up the blood.
I have heal, dude.
Okay. How are you going to do it on your back?
True. Have one of them.
Go ahead and roll it.
Do you want me to stab you again? D20, right? 4.
Plus
your heal skill. Plus your, if you have a healer's kit, plus that.
Yeah.
Which doesn't have a healer's kit.
Okay, so no plus that.
9.
And what are you using to try this?
Piece of his shirt.
Okay. 9, yeah, you'll be able to like make a mad, light dude. Patch.
That's his problem.
Okay, it's going to be your problem pretty soon.
Yep. Okay, so you do that. It's your turn.
Okay. Fury of Blows. Alright, I'll just fucking... Yeah, Fury of Blows. 23.
Okay.
24.
Yep.
First one, 7.
Okay.
Second one, 9.
He falls. Okay.
Why don't you let me heal him?
So all of them are dead?
I guess.
I'll give you another on the ground.
I turn around. I've got 3. What'd you get?
Yeah! What?
I got 3. Who got what?
I got one.
So you both get 1. I get 3. What'd you do?
I stabbed him. And
he shot me in the back with an arrow.
Why are you still here?
And yeah.
It's okay. Was it on purpose or an accident?
I'm still trying to decide that.
Do you want to keep your head or not?
Accident.
Watch your tongue.
No, it's for him. He'll kill you.
Yeah, no, I was saying it as all, it was on accident.
Almost out. Well, go for
it. That's crazy. We like usually tone. Don't kill one of these.
I know. It's really watered down, too.
Oh, well. I've got a cotton mouth like a bitch, so it'll taste good to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm going to start, looting some of the bodies.
Into
yeah, I'm rolling.
I'm looking.
For I'm gonna search them.
Yeah, I'm rolling the bodies.
I'm gonna, Mikey. You know, wait for a guard to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch him.
To ask him who these people are and to make sure that we're not in trouble. They started a fight with us.
Well, two dwarves will walk out of an alcove.
What is an alcove?
A little...
Like your closet would be considered an alcove.
It's a joke. Okay. Wow. Go ahead.
Alright. They'll pop out, introduce themselves as Glint and Gwendar.
Gwendar's dying.
Glint and Gwendar. Tell your friends.
Glint and Gwendar.
Glint and Gwendar.
Okay.
So, the idea of our day... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Looks like you boys had yourselves a run-in with the Bravos.
Why do you sound Irish?
Because I'm not good at a Scottish accent.
Why are dwarves Scottish?
It's stereotypical.
I'm not a dwarf, and I'm Irish and Scottish.
I'm Irish. But, so?
He's kind of dwarfy.
Because every it is an ot doesn't mean that every ot is an it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow. Continuing right along.
What?
You were talking...
The Bravos?
Aye!
That's better. A little Scottish. I don't know.
Mercenaries hired by the Bravos.
Who are the Bravos?
Hired by Laringen.
However I decided to pronounce it earlier.
That's the guy that won't talk to any of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Would you quit?
Okay.
My god. A child. It's like I'm babysitting. I'm not getting paid for it. Yeah, you are. I'm waiting for somebody to understand what movie I'm getting that from.
What?
It's like I'm babysitting, but I'm not getting paid for it.
No idea.
I say it every week. One day you'll figure it out. It's a very popular movie that we both know very well.
Ooh.
It's on the floor in my room.